Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're waking on up.
Waking on up.
The Phoenix sunshine.
Waking on up.
Gunner and Cheyenne, it's a good time. We're waking on up.
Waking on up.
To the Phoenix sunshine. On Camel Country 107.9.
Welcome to Wednesday, July the 15th. Gunner, Cheyenne, producer JP. Back at it on hump day. We're at 602-260-1079. You can also text us at any time at 22108 on Instagram and Facebook. You get her in Cheyenne on her way up to a high near 109 today.
Not as bad as 115. I'll take it.
Yeah. And then we're going to be sitting around like 109, 110 all the way through the weekend.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good, but I'm concerned because I got a text from my nanny yesterday, which is why both of my kids are sitting in the side studio
right now.
I
didn't notice.
Yeah, weird. No, my nanny got rear-ended yesterday on the highway, and the guy took off, and she's got a concussion.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What highway?
Probably the 202. She lives off the 202. But, like, she pulled over. Like, they got off the freeway to exchange information, and the guy took off. Like,
so he,
bye.
It looked like he was doing a good thing.
And then he didn't.
And then he had second thoughts and just bolted.
Yeah, so my nanny, a nursing student, working to be able to, you know, live.
Yeah.
Is not working today because some dude rear-ended her and then took off.
So they went to the off-ramp?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because
I was going to say, there's probably so many people on the highway. Somebody would have seen something, right? So everybody's like, oh, look, they're both pulling off to the side of the highway. I don't need to worry about this guy anymore.
But
right?
Then they should have because then he took off. So.
And nobody's got anything on him.
Nothing. Because nobody was around. Everybody left. Like they probably saw people pulling over like, oh, cool. They're going to take care of it. Cars are still drivable. So nobody's like overly injured, right?
But they'll find. There's so many highway cameras out there that I'm sure that they're going to
find
something.
I mean, I would hope so, but either way, my nanny still has a concussion. So
she's doing all right, though, aside from that?
The last time I talked to her yesterday, she was staying at her cousin's house because she was not feeling well. So
did she go to the hospital?
I don't think so.
How does she have a concussion?
Oh, she's a nursing student.
I guess she has a medical student.
She's almost done with her nursing degree. That's why.
I know, but I mean, it's an assumed assumption at that point, right?
Doesn't matter.
Assumed diagnosis?
She knew she was tired. She knew she wasn't feeling well. She knew something was wrong. So my kids are in the side studio right now, which is always a pleasant time.
Oh, yeah. They don't ever run around or wonder what mommy's doing.
It's just so stressful. It's one of the things about being a single mom when you have, like, no family is you've now gone from having help on a normal day to there's an emergency and I have no options, which sucks.
Yeah.
And I am exhausted.
Yeah.
Because I don't sleep when things like this happen, so.
Well, we're all here with the one giant family. We'll get through this together.
Oh, it'll be fine.
All right.
I got good, decent kids. So.
Yeah, you do. All right, on the way later on this hour, one big trivia game. Cheyenne is pulled within one.
I told you not to get too excited about that lead you had.
Team Cheyenne with 18, Team Gunner with 19. So we'll get to that coming up at 6:40 this morning. On the way here in about 10 minutes or so, there is a celebrity that called a local deli here in the Phoenix area to send sandwiches to some healthcare workers.
Okay.
We'll let you know who that celebrity is. Give it up here in about 10 minutes at Camel Country, 107.9.
Grab a hump and hang on.
Thanks for waking up with Gunner and Cheyenne.
On Camel Country, 107.9.
But this is pretty cool. Do you know who Lizzo is?
Yes, of course I do.
Of course you do.
I'm a huge Lizzo fan.
Lizzo?
Do my hair, talk,
what ties she has to the area or how all this ended up working out, but she called a local deli and ordered $700 worth of sandwiches to be delivered to a hospital in Chandler.
Wow. Not that that isn't a lot of money, but, like, she can afford so much more than that.
Well, maybe that's, like, all the staff they have at that hospital.
Well, that's valid point.
Why buy way more sandwiches than what you need?
I'm over here judging her for a good deed.
Just because she can afford 5,000 of sandwiches. That's pretty cool. Nicely done there, Lizzo. Why am I great till they gotta be great? Don't text me and tell me straight to my face. Best friends that speaking of celebrities, the new Ford Bronco.
Yeah.
Have you seen this thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it looks so cool.
I didn't know it was the first SUV ever, the Ford Bronco.
It was
the first one way back when?
That's what they're advertising it as. I saw the commercial in the trailer for this Bronco. It's awesome.
I think it looks amazing.
Yeah, I love it.
So there's a country star that is repping the new Ford Bronco. And the new commercial that's out, this guy looks ripped, man. I didn't know he was as ripped as he is.
It'll make anybody daydream about him.
I'll tell you what country star that is coming up right around 6:30. Also, one big trivia game on the way at 6:40 here on Camel Country 107.9.
Got something to say? Give Gunner and Cheyenne a call.
602-260-1079. Thanks for waking up with Gunner and Cheyenne.
On Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader.
Have you seen the pictures of the new Ford Bronco?
Yes, I have.
The 2021 Ford Bronco. It's Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Our friends at Earnhardt Auto Centers, they posted some photos of the new Ford Bronco, which you can pre-order now.
Yes.
And it's not on the lots yet, right?
No, they're not. I don't think so. I say that with confidence, but I have no idea. I'm pretty sure they're not, though.
Like, the back end looks like a Jeep with the top off.
Uh-huh.
But the front end, the yellow one that they posted, looks like one of them Range Rovers.
It's so nice.
Range Rover SUV.
Yeah.
Kit Moore is on a new commercial for the Ford Bronco, which, I don't know. He definitely works out. I didn't know he worked out as much as he did because with his shirt off, man, he's just ripped.
Yeah, but when his shirt is on, he looks fit and, like, you know, decently and like in shape.
Yeah.
And then he takes it off and you're like,
but he also wasn't wearing a hat in the commercial, which he is always wearing a backwards ball cap.
In one. And I also did not know his hair was long enough for a little tiny mini man bun in the back.
It must be a quarantine grow out. Gotta be. He was part of the commercial.
The most difficult part of being a musician, you have to be all in. You have to live it and breathe it. It's dominated so much of my life. That I've neglected so many other pieces of my life.
We'll get the commercial up on our Facebook, facebook.com/camel1079, because I'm sure a lot of you are going to want to see Kit Moore.
Yeah.
And see what we're talking about then. Emily is in Mesa. Hi, Emily.
Good morning, Gunner and Cheyenne. How are you?
Good morning. We're good. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, first thing I thought, Ford Bronco. Oh, my God. Please don't let there be another O.J. Simpson. That's the first thing I thought. I thought, ooh, that's pretty
right.
O.J. Simpson.
Somebody's going to go on a police chase with a white Ford Bronco.
I can see it in my mind.
I can see it playing out as we speak.
Maybe they just won't sell a white version of it.
Ooh, maybe.
Hopefully not.
Yeah. Emily, thanks so much for calling. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks so much.
Somebody. She cracks me up.
Well, it's what everybody was thinking,
yeah,
right?
True.
One big trivia game is next at 6:40 here on Camel Country.
Turn it up and play along. We all got our smarty pants on. We all know who is the smartest. We about to throw down and have some fun. Well, Gunner knows a lot of stuff. And Cheyenne is a trivia buff. Check it out. Camel Country is the name. We'll be in the 107.9 Hall of Fame.
Welcome to our one big trivia game.
Just one big trivia game.
It's Team Gunner versus Team Cheyenne. I will ask you guys trivia questions. First of three wins. Your name is your buzzer. Let's find out which gender reigns supreme today.
Well, Cheyenne has polled within one. Team Cheyenne with 18. Team Gunner with 19. First to 30 gets the first plaque in the one big trivia game Hall of Fame. The loser, the one not first to 30, has to subject themselves to a punishment, which I'm still a big fan of the face mask, get a spray tan, which if you want to see what that potentially looks like, we put a photo on our Instagram at Gutter and Cheyenne. It's kind of funny. You know?
I feel like the entire topic of what would happen to the loser of one big trivia game could be an entire podcast in itself.
Yes, it totally could.
It's such a topic.
But we'll get more into that as we get closer to that, the big 3-0. Back at it today on Team Gunner. Tyler, we're going to pull this one out, yeah?
Girl, I hope so.
All right,
his
man.
Confidence level goes down every day.
Yeah, you were so confident the last couple of times you were on with us.
I know, but you know, with Cheyenne being a woman and beating me so much as
she's got your tail between your legs right now, huh?
I mean, it can go one of two ways. It can either be a third for the win, or it's a third, the golden turd, you know?
All right. On Team Cheyenne this morning, we've got Arlene, and she's in Mesa. Hi, Arlene.
Morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're well. Are you ready to tie it up today?
Oh, easy peasy. Let's go.
Oh, this is a big victory for you guys if you can get it. I don't mean to like build pressure on y'all, but here we go.
I don't feel it.
Question
fine.
Number one, producer JP. How many points is a red bullseye worth in
Gunner.
A game?
You don't know
I think Tyler is a bar snob and loves playing darts.
You better hope so, because I don't think you know it either.
Did we get it?
Yeah, we got it. You know what it is?
I think it's three.
Is this your final answer?
It has to be. He said it.
He did say an answer.
Three is incorrect. Yeah. Team Cheyenne, what do you got?
Arlene?
I kind of think, but it's a guess. So
that's okay, because I'm going to guess too. So throw it out there.
I say 10.
No,
the answer is 50.
Oh, it's 50.
Wow. I was going to say 30.
When is darts a snobby game, first of all? That is shocking. All right. Nothing. Next question.
Okay.
Wedge, platform, and stiletto. I heard Team Cheyenne.
No, I have no clue. Cheyenne?
Our type of shoe?
That is correct.
That's what I would have said, too.
One for Team Cheyenne, zero for Team Gunner. Next question.
Cheater.
Next question.
That was female bias.
Order in the court. Next question. Finish the Alan Jackson lyric. Way down yonder on the Chattahoochee.
Arlene?
I don't know.
It gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie.
Hoochie-coochie is correct.
Oh, my gosh. I had the hoochie-coochie, but I didn't have the words before that.
How dare you say that with your kids in the next room? How dare you?
I just walked out to go to the bathroom. I watched
it. Next question. Team Cheyenne 2, Team Gunner 0.
What you said. I
want
to finish.
Take it. Next question. Lots of people are putting their grills to good use. Name me one of the two most popular meats.
Oh my God.
Ribs.
Ribs is incorrect.
Oh,
finish the question, please.
Lots of people are putting their grills to good use. Name me one of two of the most popular meats Americans barbecue.
It's the Gunner?
Mm-hmm. It's me. Go ahead, Tyler. Do you know?
Brisket. Yeah, buddy.
I'm going to go with...
Tyler.
JP's face says no.
Is brisket steak?
No.
One is burger, two is steak. So I guess I have to go with incorrect.
Yeah,
because I had burger and steak on my sheet.
All right.
Okay.
A popular grill. Okay.
I was going to say hamburgers or hot dogs, but I would have...
Hamburgers or hot dogs.
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
Next question.
Oh, my God.
What color roses are referred to as bridal roses?
Cheyenne.
Is this battle of the sexes females win here or what?
White.
Female questions?
White roses, correct.
Yeah.
Team Cheyenne wins.
They tied it up.
Yes.
They tied
it up. Good job, Arlene. Yeah. Coming in clutch.
I officially retire, guys.
He's going to hang it up. You're going to fly the wagon.
Fly the coop.
What is happening?
I may be having a stroke right now, guys. I don't know. Wave the white flag is what I was trying to say.
That is not what that sounded like at all. I don't know what it was.
It was fly the wave flag. I don't know what was being said there, but Tyler, you're hanging it up, man, huh?
Sorry about that, Gunner.
That's all right.
If you want to give me some more faith,
I'll give you another shot tomorrow. Let's say if you don't get it tomorrow, then we wave the white flag for you.
All right. See.
You get one more time, one more chance.
I'm a man of fifth chances. All right. Nicely done there, Arlene. Congratulations on the victory on Team Cheyenne. So we're all tied up at 19.
Yes, we are. How's that feel?
Well, I'll tell you when we get to 30. Once we get to that big 3-0 and who loses that one, I'll
Now it's a race to the finish because we're tied. Yeah,
the buzz is on the way. What you got coming up?
We've got new music from Sam Hunt, and I've got audio, and I got to tell you, I'm a huge fan of it. It's all coming up in 3 minutes with Buzz on Camel Country 107.9.
Here's what's buzzing in Camel Country.
Well, we try really hard here on Camel Country to keep things super upbeat and happy. However, when unfortunate things happen to people who are in our community, we do like to take a minute. And this is one of those times. All of us at Camel Country want to give our deepest condolences to the entire family of DJ Steele, who passed away this week due to complications from coronavirus. Now, if you don't know who DJ Steele is, he used to work here on Camel a while ago, and he also helped develop Whiskey Row. He was a DJ in the nightclubs. He's a very well-known guy, and he sadly did pass away from coronavirus on Sunday. Sam Hunt has said that he's been writing a lot since being at home so much, and he gave us new music yesterday. Now, this song is called 23. I'm a huge fan. Take a listen.
No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I'll never be 23 with anyone but you. You can marry who you want, go back to Tennessee, but you'll never be 23 with anyone but me. We'll always have Vols AB, we'll always have Delta Nights, we'll always be in between real love and real life.
Now, it still has that country pop sound to it, but what I love is that it's so opposite speed of what Sam Hunt usually gives us, yeah, which is very fast and upbeat, and I just love the way that he slowed it down and that guitar in the back with no pick and just his fingers. Oh, I love it so much. Just a quick reminder that today is the deadline to file your taxes. If you didn't do it on the last deadline day, today is that day to do it if you didn't file for an extra extension. We want to go with you wherever you're headed today. Make sure you download that free radio.com app on your smartphone. I'm Cheyenne, and that's what's buzzing on Camel Country 107.9.
Camel Country.
Gunner and Cheyenne.
Birthday. It's your birthday. Wicked Wick birthday. It's your birthday.
It's time for Producer JP's birthday song of the week.
Producer JP finds out who in Camel Nation is celebrating a birthday, and he finds out information about that individual, and then he writes a song for them. Who are we celebrating today, Producer JP?
We got twin sisters Natalie and Nicole, who live in Mesa and Chandler. They love Florida Georgia Line, the TV show Friends, and have an odd favorite food that they really, really enjoy.
Okay.
Okay, and we're going to find out what food that is in the song, I'm assuming, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You tell me when to hit the button, man.
That's live. Hit it. These two females ain't never been to jail. But they killed a bowl of macaroni salad. It's their favorite flipping meal. Nicole is married. Nat's a single lady. These twins got each other's back. And if you treat Natalie wrong, you'll get kicked in the sack. They turn each other's frowns upside down. Watch a friend's marathon. They're always down. Smelly cat and pivoting. Looks like Ross and Rachel are on a break again. And then Nicole, she whispers something in her sister's ear. You're my partner in crime all the dang time, no matter if you're far or near. Happy birthday, sis. Cheers.
Love it.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Wow.
JP told us this morning that he had to get something okayed by management to say it.
Yeah, I think we know what song that or what word that was.
That was amazing. Yeah.
That was the macaroni salad part, right?
Yeah. All right, you got a birthday coming up next week or in weeks out. I mean, if you want to get on the schedule early, text us at 22108 to let us know when your birthday is, and we'll reach out. We'll see what we can do for you. On the way at 7:30, there was something that I probably had in my childhood that just got sold at auction for $114,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Kicking myself for maybe not hanging on to this.
And if yours was in better condition, it might have gone more than this particular item.
That's right. Tell you what it is coming up at 7:30. But right now, it's I Love You Man at its brand new time.
Gunner is spreading the love one call at a time.
This is I Love You Man.
Country 107.9.
This is I Love You Man. I call strangers on the phone somewhere in this great country of ours, and I always end the call with...
And I love you, man.
Well, they say it back. Kind of a social experiment. And I guess this call is somewhat experimental. You know, I found out something about flamingos and them being on your campsite that I didn't know that's what flamingos on your campsite meant. So let's call a camping store and see if they know what flamingos on the campsite mean.
All right.
All right. So here's a camping store in Florida. Here we go.
This is Katie. How can I direct your call?
Do you guys sell flamingos?
Like yard flamingos?
Yeah.
Yeah, we sell those here.
Do you know what that means when you have it on your campsite? The pink flamingos?
Hold on. Let me ask. You said that sometimes when people put pink flamingos in their yard, it means something.
It means that they're here.
Really? My advice would be just to type it into Google and go with that.
Did somebody tell you what it meant?
Yeah, but I can't really relay that message over the phone. It rhymes with ringer.
It rhymes with ringer. What about the person that told you? Would he be able to tell me?
Hold on. Let me see.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi. So what does it mean? I'm just trying to figure it out.
Okay. It means that you're... Okay.
Well, you made my day. I appreciate that.
Okay.
All right. I love you.
Okay. Love you too.
Oh. She was so informative and shared the love back.
Yeah. I did too.
That is I Love You Man, Camel Country 107.9. Thanks so much for having us on this morning. Appreciate that. It's Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader, Gunner and Cheyenne. There was an unopened copy of a vintage Super Mario Brothers game that has been sold for $114,000 in an auction.
Oh my gosh.
Unopened.
That's vintage. Impressive.
Like the original, yeah.
Yeah. How does it say unopened?
You got to wonder if like they purposely put it away,
right,
knowing that maybe, you know, they had the foresight that maybe this could be worth something someday, or they just forgot about it. Yeah. Or it's like one of those, they're renovating a house and they found it in a wall or something.
Right. Or like they were moving and it was like that Christmas present they couldn't find once they tried to hide it.
The bidder, who wished to remain anonymous, snapped up the early version of the pioneering Super Mario Brothers game released in 1985 for Nintendo's NES console during this auction.
Wow.
Do you what valuable items do you wish you kind of hung on to from childhood? Because, I mean, now, you know, we see... Hindsight 2020.
Right.
What could have been? What valuable item did you have that you kind of wish you hung on to?
I mean, I had all the standard stuff, you know, Barbie, stuff like that. But, I mean, you want to know what I was a really big fan of when I was growing up is Pox. Do you remember Pox?
Pox or Pogs?
Are they Pogs? I don't know. I was
the little seven. The round coin thing.
Yeah, those.
Pogs.
Like, those were the thing. Now, maybe they'd be worth a lot of money now.
Yeah, I know. Right? Like, if they're in, like, new condition?
Yeah.
Pogs. Gosh, whatever happened to those?
And you had those plastic tubes that you would save them in, and then you'd flip the top open what and just,
the,
like...
What was the point of that? Did you throw something at the pogs and they flip over or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, you had a metal slammer, and you
yeah.
had...
Slammer.
Yeah, you had a metal slammer, and you had these cardboard pogs, and the goal was to stack them up and flip them over, and they had all... cool sorts
That's
of designs
right.
on it. And then kids would cry because you would take their favorite pogs, because if you flipped them over, they were yours now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know what it was for. I just knew
those
that I had them.
Those things are bound to come back. I saw Tamagotchis came back too.
Oh, recently. Yeah.
Remember Tamagotchi?
Yeah, I got into it. My best friend and I growing up, and we were best friends for like 20 years. We had to be split out of classrooms because we got into a fight over our Tamagotchis. Yeah.
Hanging on to an unopened copy of Super Mario Brothers takes some self-control not to open that thing. But I think a lot of us in hindsight kind of wish we hung on to stuff. What item do you wish you had saved from your childhood? And then if you did, like if you do have that item still, what is it worth today?
Yeah.
Do you think it is worth anything? 602-260-1079. You could also text us at 22108. What is that item from your childhood that you kind of wish you hung on to? Love to hear from you. What valuable item do you wish you still had from your childhood? You just kind of hung on to because it could be worth something someday. It's Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. I got a whole ton of baseball cards, but I have no idea like if they're even worth anything. I don't even know where I would even find anything out about that.
I don't know, but my assumption would be that they would have to be like original, like rookie cards of super famous sports stars.
They'd have to be rookie cards?
I mean, I don't know, but in my brain, every time I hear something about a sports like trading card being worth a lot of money, it's always their rookie year.
Yeah, and it's like in a plastic case.
Yeah.
You know? No, I just have like a box of, what's the brand? It's not Beckett. Beckett's like the actual like Price Value magazine. Oh, you have no idea. No, but I mean, I had it in like elementary school. It's just a box full of baseball cards. I just bought the whole box. Not like the bubble gum little wrapped things, you know, where they put a stick of bubble gum in there with it.
Right.
This is actually like an actual box. And I mean, it has been open, but I would have no idea how to even like value something. And being that I have no idea, I feel like if I tried to go someplace, like a collector's business, and showed it to them, and like the swirl cactus, they would like try to rip me off. You know, you know what I mean?
You know, I do definitely know what you mean. I think if you went to somebody and authenticated it, they would give you a pretty legitimate price.
Yeah.
But if you went to just like maybe a pawn shop, they might
Take advantage of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
What valuable item do you wish you had saved from your childhood? Text coming in. Text with the 480. Original Pokemon balls. They came with the real gold collectibles.
Oh, yeah. I remember those. I thought it was so cool with those gold little cards, you know. I was like, I'm rich.
602-260-1079. Hi, John.
Oh, I'm great. Sitting up here in Sedona right now trying to get a break from the heat.
In Sedona.
Oh, nice.
Well, what, like a 5-degree break? I mean, how much cooler is it in
like
Sedona?
70 degrees right now. Give it an hour. So
okay, it'll heat up. I don't think it's breaking 100, is it? I think I saw like 95 or something on the news.
Yeah, it's not 110, so.
Yeah, it's
still like 95, I would need a light jacket.
Yeah, a light jacket.
Yeah, that's why I brought my sweater.
Well, John, what valuable item do you wish you had saved from your childhood?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I wish I would have kept my video games, especially my Mike Tyson Punch-Out and Super Mario Brothers. Had I known that those would be worth something instead of baseball cards, I would have kept those.
There it is, yeah.
Right, yeah.
I mean, $114,000 for a Super Mario Brothers video game.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. Here I was kicking that thing around, throwing it in my closet.
I know. Not caring.
Use it as a coaster.
Yeah.
Eventually, I think I did use it as a coaster.
Yeah. Well, John, are you golfing up there? Or what are you doing?
No, I went hiking yesterday. Yeah? I took my son out. We did the Devil's Bridge early morning.
Mm-hmm.
Today is my wife and I's 20th anniversary, so we're going to drive up to the Oak Creek Canyon area and then come back to have dinner and enjoy sunsets here. So.
That's awesome.
Congratulations, man. 20 years. Nicely done.
Thank you.
602-260-1079. What is an item that you wish you had saved from your childhood? We'd love to hear from you. The buzz is on the way, Cheyenne. What you got coming up?
Well, they must have done the Naya Rivera's autopsy quick, fast, and in a hurry because results are already back. I'm going to let you know exactly what she died from. That's all coming up in 6 minutes with The Buzz on Camel Country 107.9.
Here's what's buzzing in Camel Country.
The autopsy report for Glee star Naya Rivera is done, and it was ruled that her death was a drowning. Officials said that it was obtained by her dental records because when you drown, things change your body. And what we also know is that she was able to save her son, put him on the boat before she was swept away by a current, which inevitably caused her to drown.
I mean, we kind of knew that it was a drowning. It was just kind of how.
Right.
Right? Because, I mean, I would have thought that, you know, nobody was there to see it happen. If she jumped off the boat head first, there was a rock there or something, right?
Did she hit her head? Did she cramp? Did she get tangled up in some lake weed. We didn't know.
That's not the case. They're just saying she got caught in the current.
Yeah.
And, I mean, to be able to save her son like that and put him up on the boat, that's something else.
Yeah, and
great.
As sad as it is, her son will not grow up with a mom.
Yeah.
But he knows that she did die saving his life, which I think is awesome. Her co-stars from Glee and family, including her son's dad, have actually all made their way to Lake Piru to say their goodbyes. Actually, her co-stars lined the shoreline and held hands and said a nice prayer over her, which I thought was really cool. The Chandler Chamber of Commerce is holding their Meet Your Match virtual job fair today. It is a live virtual event from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can virtually talk with employers who are hiring right now. You can see job descriptions and interview there on the spot. If you are interested, all you got to do is head to ChandlerChamber.com. Sign up for the event. You'll need to download the chat room, and then you'll be pushed everything that you need. We want to head anywhere you're going today. Make sure you download that free radio.com app. I'm Cheyenne, and that's what's buzzing on Camel Country 107.9.
All right, on the way, there's an NFL team changing their name. Maybe you've heard of this, but we also have the list of potential names that they may be choosing.
Ooh, I've been waiting for that.
Yeah, so okay. We'll get to that coming up also. Tim is on hold. He has an item that he kind of wish he still had.
Okay.
He got it as a kid. It was a local TV show, and he got this item on this Phoenix area TV show that was on for years and years and years. He's going to tell us all about it coming up here in just a bit. So this morning, we've been talking about this unopened copy of a vintage Super Mario Brothers video game that was just sold at auction for $114,000.
That still blows my mind.
It's Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. So what valuable item do you wish you saved from your childhood? I mentioned I had some baseball cards, just have no idea how to value them. Got a text from at 22108. Saying price compare the baseball cards to eBay. A lot of baseball cards up there?
I don't know.
Yeah, I
was never into collecting baseball cards.
Text with the 480. My dad has a couple of first edition original D&D books. They're worth a couple of thousand now, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Dungeons and Dragons?
That's probably a safe assumption. D&D?
I don't know.
I'm not into that lifestyle, that whole Dungeons and Dragons thing. I never was.
That was like World of Warcraft before there was video games. We had all those
I've never played Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah. I have no idea what you're talking about.
So what valuable item do you wish you saved from your childhood? Tim is in Phoenix. Do you wish you still had this item, or what are we doing?
No, I wish I did.
You wish you did. What is it?
It was an original Ladmo bag from the Wallace and Ladmo show.
The Wallace and Ladmo show. Gosh, what were we talking about a couple of weeks ago? Somebody called in and said that they were on like
15
in the audience.
Minutes of Fame. Oh, somebody was on it, yeah.
So, Tim, you were a part of the show back in the day, which was a local show, and they handed out these bags to everybody who was in the audience or who was on the show?
They chose a seat every episode, and before they changed the bag, in the beginning, they were full-size grocery bags, and then as the season went on, they kind of made them smaller to make them more economic.
Cutting costs, yeah. What was in them?
Cookies, candy, sometimes movie tickets.
That would be pretty cool. If you got that bag and didn't touch it, none of the items, as a kid, it's going to be tough to do.
Right.
But to have that original bag in its original condition, that would be something else. I bet you somebody would pay a pretty penny for that.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you had it signed by the whole cast, including Pat McMahon.
Oh, man. Did you have that, and you just don't have it anymore?
I just don't have it anymore.
Oh,
I guess,
my God.
Oh, it's a
bummer. When we moved, Mom and Dad got rid of it.
Ah, man. All right. Hey, thanks for the call, Tim. Coming up here in just minutes, there's an NFL team changing its name. We have a list of potential names. Let you know what those are next. Well, there's an NFL team in Washington, D.C. that is changing their name. The Washington Redskins, you may be familiar with them.
Yes.
Heard of them?
Correct.
So the Cardinals have played them in the past at some point. It's Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Gunnar and Cheyenne, thanks for having us on this morning. So they caved to the pressure. There's a lot of pressure for years. And 2020, the year they finally decided to go ahead and let's change the name.
It's 2020's year of change.
They haven't revealed the new name yet, but sources say they have decided on one, but their lawyers delayed the announcement because they need to secure the trademarks.
Okay, which makes sense.
Yeah. You don't want to get ahead of that.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Rumor is the front runners are the Warriors.
Okay.
The Red Tails.
No.
The Tuskegee Airmen.
Double no.
From, I guess it's a World War II thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Presidents, the Washington Presidents, the Generals, which, wasn't the old Seattle basketball team called the Washington Generals? Oh, no, they play the Harlem Globetrotters,
oh, yeah.
Right? The Washington Generals. That'd be weird. The Lincolns, the Washington Lincolns, the Red Hawks, and the Red Wolves.
I'm a fan of the Warriors. I kind of like that one.
Well, you got Golden State on the NHL side, but I guess we're Cardinals, and I guess there's a baseball team with the Cardinals, so I guess that's not too far-fetched.
Yeah, I like it. I vote Warriors.
Warriors?
Yep.
We'll see. We'll see when they finally announce
that's
and
what I like.
Get
but
all those
also,
trademarks.
Washington Presidents is kind of cool, too.
The Washington Presidents. I mean, they're based out of Washington, D.C.
It makes sense. I kind of like that one, too.
What's the basketball team? Is it Washington, the Wizards, right? The Wizards?
Yeah.
Who's the Capitals? The Washington Capitals. Is that the WNBA?
No, that's hockey.
Oh, it's hockey. Okay. Well, the Capitals. I like the Capitals, yeah. But I mean, it's hockey. All right. Coming up later on this hour, I have a list of things that make us kind of lift our spirits.
Oh.
All right. We'll see if any of these things that lift our spirits are on this list, and we'll share ours. Coming up here at 8:20 on Camel Country, 107.9. I was reading an article on the Dixie Chicks this morning, and they almost went with a new name instead of the Chicks.
Yeah.
They were going to go with Men.
I saw that.
Which is the first initial on each of their first names.
Which is, I mean, it's cool. I don't have an issue with it. It just would have been weird.
Men. There's three ladies. I don't know. It's Campbell Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. It's just a little interesting little interview they did.
Yeah.
And to find that out. Coming up later on this hour, 8:40, we're going to be doing Masterpiece Theater. We're going to act out a scene from a popular movie. If you can identify the movie, you will earn yourself 12 seconds of radio airtime. You can do whatever you want with that 12 seconds. Shout somebody out. Shout out your local business or whatever. That's coming up at 8:40. I found a poll that found the top little things that can lift our spirits.
Okay.
Number one, nice weather. Number two, kittens and puppies.
No.
Number three, sitting down after you clean the house. Number four, hearing a great song come on the radio.
I agree with all of those.
What is one thing that lifts your spirits instantly? Boom.
Knowing that I'm waking up after being let to sleep in. Like if it's like past 6:30 in the morning and I haven't been woken up yet, I'm instantly in a good mood.
So that'll be on a Saturday or Sunday morning.
Yes.
When 2 days out of the week, that's good.
Little knocks on my door. Mom. No. If I can make it past 6:30, I'm a happy camper.
Producer JP, what is one little thing that lifts your spirits once it happens?
When I open the door when I come home from work and my dogs start charging at me, Frank the Tank and Fitz. Fitz has only got one eye, and it's the worst parade with no candy ever, but they're just... They're so happy to see me, and it always brings me joy.
Well, I wrote down my daughter running and hugging my leg. What?
Aww.
Well, it's the same thing. You stole the dog. You stole that thunder. Right? I mean, your dogs are your kids.
Wow, I feel like the real not great parent over here.
So I had Tatum running and hugging my leg, or pouring that first drink.
Yeah.
In an evening, you know, and that.
Right, because I was gonna go with the crack of that first ice cold seltzer.
Oh yeah.
That's what I was gonna go with, but I was like, nah, I really like sleeping in.
602-260-1079. You can also text us at 22108. What is a little thing that lifts your spirits? Diane, what you got?
Anything that Garth Brooks sings, even if it's not his own music.
I got to agree with you on that. I was watching his live stream yesterday afternoon, and gosh, he just, it's so good.
Yeah, it amazes me that he can just, somebody will say a song, and he can just start playing it.
Yeah, and remember the words. I mean, both him and Trisha, yeah. You know, and when somebody requests a song, they're like, oh, haven't done that one in years. And then they'll just bust it out, and it sounds angelic.
They're
sounds
true amazing. Musicians.
Yeah.
True artists.
Yes, definitely.
All right, Diane, thanks so much. 602-260-1079. What is an item that instantly lifts your spirits once it happens? What is a little thing that lifts your spirits? It's Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. We came across a poll that kind of listed the top things that can lift your spirits. Nice weather, kittens and puppies, sitting down after you've cleaned the house, and hearing a great song come on the radio. Or,
yeah.
On this list. And the nice weather, I mean, since moving here to Phoenix, waking up every single day to blue skies and sunshine, I mean, how are you not in a good mood when that happens?
I mean, it's true. Maybe we haven't been, like, we haven't enjoyed it long enough for it to get old, but just knowing that it's 85 degrees in my hometown right now makes me so happy.
Oh, you're liking the 85 more than the 110?
No, I'm happy that I'm here. Like, I don't want the 85.
You don't want the 85 in sunshine?
No, because it's still cold.
I would prefer 85.
I mean, I would sit outside in 85 degrees with a blanket on.
Would you really?
Yes.
Oh, man.
It's also always windy in my hometown. It's always windy in my hometown.
But I grew up in Seattle.
Yeah.
And, I mean, every day. I mean, you can go to bed and it's blue skies and sunshine. You wake up and it's cloudy and like a mist.
Yeah.
Blah. I think going to work, driving in the rain.
Yeah. It just makes you gloomy.
Yeah. 602-260-1079. Ashley, what is a little thing that lifts your spirits?
So, his name is Pepper. He's a miniature dachshund.
No.
Yeah, he's the light of my life.
Miniature dachshund. Is that a wiener dog?
Yes.
Miniature wiener dog.
So, how big or small, I guess, is a miniature dachshund?
kind of hard to tell without looking at them.
Normal dachshunds, they don't get that big already, right? So no, so the miniature one, is it, would you say like half the size of like a normal wiener dog?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, cute.
I kind of want one. Sounds adorable.
So we have two standards and two minis.
Wow. Aww. So if you were to choose one, which one do you like better, the standard or the mini?
Minis.
Yeah.
They sound just adorable.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Choose your favorite kid. Which one's your favorite?
Which I did put in a Google search on these a little bit ago because I had heard about them. So cute. Like, I want one.
Yeah.
But they're very expensive.
Text of the 602. Cute puppy dog videos lift my spirits.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Just to see them running and just enjoying their having been in trouble life.
Lonnie, what is a little thing that lifts your spirits?
When I would get the wishbone from the Thanksgiving turkey.
You know, that is a warm feeling. It's like a little luck in your pocket.
Yeah, I used to never get it as a kid, so nowadays when I get it, it makes me happy because I finally get to be able to make a wish.
I love that.
Well, it makes you happy till you have somebody else pull it and they get the big part, right?
No, I'm happy for them then.
I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Lonnie, thanks so much for calling. 602-260-1079. Your shot to earn 12 seconds of radio airtime is 8 minutes away with Masterpiece Theater. We're going to act out a scene from a popular movie. If you've got to identify that movie, 12 seconds of radio airtime is yours. 840, we'll be doing that right here on Camel Country 107.9. Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Gunner and Cheyenne, appreciate you having us on this morning. Amber out in Santan Valley, Casey in Phoenix, Tatum in Phoenix. Thank you so much for listening this morning. Time for Masterpiece Theater. It's your shot right now to earn 12 seconds of radio airtime. But you can do whatever you want with that 12 seconds, because we give you the green light and 12 seconds, a little bit longer than what it sounds.
Yes, it is.
And shout out your local business, shout out a friend, sing a song, whistle a tune. Whatever you want to do with the 12 seconds, it's yours.
All you have to do is follow our three rules. No slandering, no cursing, and don't be offensive.
All right, can you identify this movie? Action.
If you're planning on asking me out again, you might as well get it over with.
Would you mind? You're kind of ruining this for me.
You're not surrounded by your usual cloud of smoke.
I know, I quit. Apparently they're bad for you.
You think?
You know, these guys are no Bikini Killer or Raincoats, but they're not bad.
You know who the Raincoats are?
Why, don't you?
What movie is that? I have no idea.
You don't?
I have no idea.
Oh, it's sad.
It's sad.
I love this movie.
Is it a chick flick?
Is it a rom-com?
Rom-com chick flick, for sure.
Yeah, drama, rom-com, chick flick.
You've seen this?
I have seen this.
All right. 602-260-1079. 602-260-1079. If you said, I had no idea what movie this is.
Bad Australian accent on my part. I'll call it out.
But Crystal thinks she knows what the movie is. Hi, Crystal.
Hi, how are you?
Doing pretty good. What movie is that?
10 Things I Hate About You.
10 Things I Hate About You. I have seen She's the Man, though. That one's pretty decent for
sure. That is, but this is a classic, Gunner.
I don't know. Crystal, you've earned yourself 12 seconds of radio airtime, and you can do whatever you want with that 12 seconds. You just got to follow three rules.
No slandering, no cursing, and don't be offensive.
Are you ready? Okay. Are you ready, Crystal?
Yes.
All right, your 12 seconds starts now.
All right, I just want to shout out to my dad at Cheese and Stuff. Come down and see us today. Get a Doughboy or Cactus Jack. Those are two of our favorite sandwiches of the week.
Where does he work?
Cheese and Stuff. It's at Central and Camelback.
Sounds amazing.
Sandwich in general sounds fantastic. Yeah.
Good stuff. Crystal, thank you so much. Have an amazing day.
Thank you, too.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.